Disabled People Make Glasgow Too. Glasgow Disability Alliance. Manifesto for Scottish Local Government Elections, 2022. Disabled People Make Glasgow Too. Glasgow Disability Alliance is an organisation run by disabled people, for disabled people. We are a diverse community of 5,500 disabled people with all kinds of impairments and conditions. That is a lot of voters. Our common bond is our shared experience of disabling barriers and of working together on solutions to break these down. It supports disabled people to connect with each other, to build confidence to tackle the barriers we face, to speak out and influence change, so we can contribute and participate in our own lives and in our city, including the decisions which affect us. Disabled people face barriers, inequality and poorer outcomes across all areas of life. Lack of understanding and inadequate resources prevent us from accessing vital services and information. Inaccessible housing, transport, and environments mean we are unable to participate in our communities. Lack of equal opportunities in education, employment, civic participation and social connections increase poverty of income and opportunity and mean we cannot make the contributions we want to make. These are inequalities that Glasgow City Council has the power to immediately mitigate and reduce to working with those. Exacerbated by austerity and previously described as a human catastrophe by the United Nations, these inequalities have been supercharged by the COVID-19 pandemic, with responses eroding rights and leaving disabled people behind. Find out more in GDA's COVID-19 report, Supercharged, a Human Catastrophe. For decades, disabled people have been striving to influence change, to eradicate barriers, accelerate equality and realize our human rights. It is clearer now more than ever that disabled people's equality will benefit the whole of society. Disabled people and people with long-term conditions make up at least 25% of Glasgow's population. Disabled People Make Glasgow Too. Day's Manifesto for the Scottish Local Government Elections 2022. The pandemic has taken a grueling toll on those who were already worst off. We must act now to supercharge disabled people's voices and lived experience expertise to mitigate new and widened inequalities and ensure disabled people are never again left behind. For too long, disabled people have been told our priorities and needs are too expensive. For too long, we have been made to feel like a burden and that we should reduce dependency on the state. This needs to change. Our manifesto asks have been co-designed with disabled people. They highlight the key inequalities facing disabled people in our city. Ask 1. Reduce social isolation and maximize disabled people's participation. Ask 2. Deliver health and social care which upholds rights, advances equality and supports independent living. Ask 3. Put disability at the heart of tackling poverty in Glasgow. Ask 4. Reduce the disability employment gap in Glasgow. Ask 5. Develop and implement a just transition to net zero that delivers fairness and tackles inequality. Ask 6. Improve accessibility, affordability, choices and standards across the housing sector in Glasgow for disabled people. Ask 1. Reduce social isolation and maximize disabled people's participation. The findings from the recently published participation report of the Disability Workstream Glasgow Social Recovery Task Force clearly demonstrate that disabled people face huge and enduring barriers to participation too in our own lives, in the lives of our communities and in wider society. GDA's own research pre and during the COVID-19 pandemic with thousands of disabled people paints a stark picture of isolation and exclusion. 82% were concerned about isolation over the past 2 years. 80% were not aware of any local support services they could access during the pandemic and lockdown too, despite the tremendous efforts of local communities. Pre-pandemic, 71% found it difficult to participate in their local communities, due to physical barriers, stigma, lack of accessible information. Barriers to participation. Inaccessible transport. Inequality in education and work. Inaccessible information and communication. Isolation. Poverty. Inadequate and inaccessible health services. Cuts to services. Lack of adequate social care. Lack of confidence, learning, capacity building and peer support. Lack of advocacy and peer advocacy. Inaccessible housing. Lack of aids and equipment. Inaccessible environment including climate measures. Disabled people make Glasgow too. If we cannot take part in our own lives, our families and our communities, how can we participate in key decision making across the city? We need to create the right conditions for inclusive and accessible ways of working. Ways which encourage, empower and enable all citizens to participate in designing the services they need. And this must include disabled people. If we get it right for those who have been impacted most by brutal cuts and COVID-19 inequalities, then we'll get it right for everyone. Embedding disabled people's voices and lived experience in decision-making processes will eradicate barriers and inequalities so we can make Glasgow flourish. Calls to action, participation. A. Invest in disabled people-led organizations to build community connections, facilitate peer support and belonging, empower disabled people to understand and claim human rights and to take up roles at all levels in Glasgow. B. Involve disabled people's lived experience throughout planning, delivery, and evaluation of policies, services and decisions which affect us, for example, community plan, education, HNSC strategic plan, citizens panels, PB and area partnerships. C. Recognize disabled people as a community of identity alongside communities of place. Build local and citywide understanding and equalities competence to enable disabled people to be equally involved in planning solutions. D. Remove barriers to disabled people's participation, for example, provide free transport, accessible information, communication support and personal assistance. E. Develop and resource inclusive approaches to participation, including in-person and digital opportunities. F. Engage with those. Public service leaders should take up disability equality and participation training delivered by DPOS. Ask to deliver health and social care which upholds rights, advances equality and supports independent living. Disabled people fought for decades for the right to live in our communities, with support, choice and control to now enshrined in the Self-Directed Support Scotland Act. Austerity and cuts eroded these human rights, leaving disabled Glaswegians isolated, in crisis, without even basic needs being met. Then COVID-19 landed. The pandemic emergency meant that 1884 disabled people's social care packages were cut, with little or no warning or time to plan alternatives. Despite the understandable cause, there was a negative impact with people describing feeling desperate. Lack of alternative provisions or explanations for how cuts were made have left disabled people confused, let down and feeling extremely vulnerable. GDA research with disabled people receiving social care support found that 83% did not get the support they need when they need it. 74% did not get the support they need to be included in their community. 47% of disabled people GDA spoke to during the pandemic said they were worried about their social care needs. Inclusion Scotland found that 71% of disabled people do not get the support they need to live independently. Thresholds and eligibility for social care higher than ever before to social care merely enables us to survive rather than live. Many disabled people receive no social care support due to critical thresholds. Others report not yet securing pre-pandemic levels of support. Disabled citizens who do receive social care face a backdoor tax on human rights, making vital support unaffordable. Social care charges push us further into poverty and isolation. Disabled people describe human rights being undermined by the drive to maximize independence. This policy direction appears to originate from NHS rehabilitation approaches based on the medical model, which focus disability on the disabled person and not external barriers. Assessments that focus on the amount of tasks we can do for ourselves and what families, neighbors and communities can do for free, undermine our choice, control and autonomy. Independent living is actually about the support we need to live our lives, like other citizens. We urgently need Glasgow City Council to really listen to disabled people's concerns around social care and learn from our lived experience. Calls to action, health and social care. A. halt maximizing independence program and realign the policy intent and direction. Deliver human rights and independent living, as defined by disabled people, enshrined in Scottish legislation and previously adopted by Glasgow City Council. B. Reinstate social care which was cut, cancelled or paused at outset of lockdown 2 without need for reassessment. Restart assessments for people not currently in the system. C. Urgently fast-track and resource disabled people's access to vital health services cut or reduced due to COVID-19 including face-to-face and online appointments, treatments, medication. Include access to lower-level interventions and mental health and well-being supports. D. Enable disabled people to be accompanied at medical appointments including on admission to hospital. Enable access to communication support and necessary equipment, for example wheelchairs, hoists. E. Resource and provide better access to specific COVID-19 vaccines and treatments such as biological medicines and antivirals for those at highest risk of becoming seriously ill. Provide free FFP2 masks and LFTs to keep disabled people safe. F. Work alongside Glasgow DPO Network to embed actions from disability workstream including disability equality training for health and social care staff at all levels. G. Ensure disabled people's involvement in policies, services and decisions about our care from individuals to IGP decision-making, supported by DPOs. Build trust and relationships that embed sharing power and enable the difficult conversations necessary to deliver change. Ask 3. Put disability at the heart of tackling poverty in Glasgow. 57% of the 6,000 plus disabled people GDA spoke to at the height of the pandemic were worried about money and or access to their money. Disabled people have higher costs of living than non-disabled people. Average extra costs are £583 a month. One in five face extra costs of over £1,000 a month, even with benefits designed to meet those costs. On average, £100 for a non-disabled adult equals £68 for a disabled person. Having one disabled child costs an average of £528 extra a month. Almost one in four families with disabled children have extra costs of over £1,000 a month. Children in disabled households make up 40% of all children in poverty in Scotland. 47% of children in disabled households do not have anyone in work. 62% of working-age people refer to food banks were disabled. Disabled households are almost three times more likely to use food banks than other low-income households. GDA made 2,800 deliveries of food and essential to people unable to access these during the pandemic. Pre-pandemic disabled people identified barriers to accessing food banks to transport, health, lack of social care and inability to carry packages. Disabled people are more likely to experience fuel poverty as their fuel needs are inevitably higher, charging vital healthcare, mobility and communication equipment. Requiring warmer homes for health reasons. Increased hygiene and laundry needs. Increased home working for disabled people. Disabled households are more costly for fuel providers to support. Those with the greatest need for support are often those not accessing it. Poverty is often viewed through too narrow a lens. Despite the evidence, many poverty initiatives fail to recognize the particular needs of disabled people or the issues that contribute to disabled people's poverty. This means they often fail to address the poverty experienced by disabled people and their families. In Glasgow, disabled people are not only facing these higher costs. Amongst other things, they are being charged for blue badges, vital social care support to attacks that only disabled people face, and increasingly, residential parking places to all within the remit of the City Council. We call on Glasgow City Council to put disability at the heart of tackling poverty and commit to working with GDA and others to develop policies and actions that take account of disabled people's lived experience. Calls to action, end poverty. A. Work with DPOs to co-design a Glasgow Disability Poverty Reduction Plan. Plan strategic actions to meet targets that address the specific impacts of poverty on disabled people, for example fuel poverty measures, blue badges and residential and workplace parking. B. Invest in and develop flexible and accessible disabled people-led welfare rights advice, information and representation services, such as RightsNow. C. Ensure that the income maximization services provided by existing financial support services, including home energy advice, are accessible to disabled people. D. Maximize uptake by disabled people of all eligible income-related support and automatic entitlements, for example council tax, housing benefit, school uniforms. E. End all charges for health and social care services to these are a backdoor tax on disabled people's human rights. Ask 4. Reduce the disability employment gap in Glasgow. The disability employment gap is the difference between the employment rates of disabled people and non-disabled people. In 2020, 80.6% of non-disabled people in Scotland were employed, compared to 47.2% of disabled people. Not only are disabled people less likely to have a paid job, but when they do, disabled people earn substantially less than their non-disabled peers, even when they have equivalent qualifications. This does not reflect less willingness to work. More disabled people want to work than non-disabled people who are inactive. During the past 2 years, the disability employment gap widened due to disabled people losing their jobs. During the same period, demands on GDA's employability support service increased. This is in part due to disabled people being disproportionately represented in the sectors most impacted, such as hospitality, tourism and retail. GDA also saw a significant increase in requests for support from disabled people in work who were facing a range of challenges, potential redundancy, concerns about safe working practices, changes to duties, working patterns or hours, support for home working, childcare issues, access to work challenges and so on. To halve the disability employment gap by 2038 would require an increase of around 130,000 disabled people in employment in Scotland. This requires an increase of approximately 17,300 disabled people in employment in Glasgow by 2038. Employer Ability in Action. GDA provides support to employers, including Glasgow City Council, to ask for help to understand and implement best practice in the recruitment and retention of disabled people. Such training to employers helps them to have a more diverse workforce. A new approach is needed. Disabled people have been failed for many years by organizations that are funded to provide employability support. Services that are not accessible and that do not meet communication, transport, or other support needs have consistently failed to secure good job outcomes for disabled people. What is needed is employability support that values disabled people and sees their potential rather than a problem that needs to be fixed. Employability support has to be more than helping individuals to produce a CV or to prepare for an interview. It must help people get into secure, well-paid work with employers committed to providing reasonable adjustments and support in the workplace. No One Left Behind is a new, Scotland-wide, locally co-designed, approach to employability, supporting all disadvantaged groups in the labour market. We need No One Left Behind partners in Glasgow to ensure disabled people are supported to access the right support to move towards, into, and progress within employment. We call on Glasgow City Council to improve and expand on co-design approaches to improve employment outcomes for disabled people and reduce the disability employment gap. Calls to action, employment. A. Increase recruitment and retention of disabled people in employment, particularly within Glasgow City Council and wider community planning partners, and ensure that employment is aligned to the Fair Work Framework. B. Establish a Glasgow DPO Employability Hub, a hub of expertise led by DPOs to provide employers with training, advice, information and support on best practice in the recruitment, retention and progression of disabled people. C. Improve the accessibility and performance of employability support provision across the city to better meet the needs of disabled job seekers. D. Increase availability of accessible childcare and social care for disabled children and disabled parents. Ask 5. Develop and implement a just transition to net zero that delivers fairness and tackles inequality. Despite the obligations in international human rights law, disabled people have been perhaps the most overlooked group in climate change planning, policy making and negotiations. The impacts of climate change are not experienced equally, which is why we believe climate justice is an equality and human rights issue. Very little research and evidence on climate change focuses on the rights of disabled people and how they might be affected by climate impacts, policies or initiatives, and disabled people have remained largely invisible to climate adaptation efforts. COP26 impacted on disabled people living in Glasgow, GDA. Members living in the exclusion zone reported being imprisoned in their own home. Social care workers unable to get to them. Unable to attend essential appointments. Increased barriers to moving around the city due to road closures and protests in the struggle to find information in advance they could access. There is increasingly hearing from disabled people facing climate change themed hostility and aggression, that is eco-ableism, because they need to use cars, plastic straws, buy pre-prepared food and so on. The COVID-19 pandemic meant that disabled people were far less visible to, therefore easier to ignore when implementing changes to the public realm. GDA's participatory budgeting research pre-pandemic found over 400 examples of barriers in the physical environment. Transport was cited over 200 times as a barrier and a solution to participation. 71% had difficulty participating in local community activities due to lack of access. This increased to 80% during the pandemic. The drive to net zero is going at a faster pace than the drive to improve access needed for disabled people. Spaces for people had very limited involvement of disabled people and only after decisions were made. Despite reassurances that all SFP measures were temporary, most were made permanent with little or no meaningful involvement of disabled people. Inaccessible consultations do not enable those most impacted to contribute their lived experience. The reduction in cars and taxes permitted to drive into the city centre, removal of disabled parking bays, inaccessible public transport, increased pedestrianisation, poor design of cycle lanes and crossing points, all contribute to increased barriers to disabled people accessing their city. Let's make the race to rights for disabled people as important as the race to reach net zero. An inclusive co-design forum, meaningfully involving disabled people and BOs in working alongside Glasgow City Council would more effectively consider and address disabled people's needs. We call for a commitment to involve disabled people in co-designing solutions, policies and monitoring systems that tackle climate change. Calls to action, just transition. A. Support disabled people's participation in co-designing inclusive policies and actions to achieve a just transition across the full range of interrelated policy areas, for example employment, social care, transport, housing, education. B. Co-design with disabled people and BOs the city-wide and local plans, actions and decisions to tackle climate change, for example, low-emission zones, active travel schemes, avenues project, livable neighborhoods. C. Take action and invest in communities of identity as well as place to avoid unintentionally widening inequalities in public realm and climate action schemes. Ask 6. Improve accessibility, affordability, choices and standards across the housing sector for disabled people in Glasgow. Glasgow's Strategic Housing Investment Plan 2022-27 sets out how £480 million will be invested in development projects across the city, with potential to deliver over 6,500 new affordable homes. Although this includes plans for wheelchair-accessible housing, we know from disabled people that minimum building standards fail to meet disabled people's actual needs. It is not enough to simply be able to get through the front door. Kitchens, bathrooms and living accommodation should all be accessible and planning should include housing for disabled people with families. GDA is supporting increasing numbers of disabled people who are in dire housing need. Disabled people who have not been able to shower for 2 years, cannot access their own kitchen, cannot safely enter or leave their own home without assistance, have social care needs that are exacerbated by and in some cases due to their poor housing situation, cannot take refuse from their house to the bin store and or put bins out for collection, are dealing with increasing levels of antisocial behavior, are living with disrepair and need for urgent adaptations. Disabled people urgently need Glasgow City Council to address these housing issues across all tenures. Disabled people experience intersecting barriers. Not having a home that meets their needs often results in declining health, increased social care needs and poorer mental health. Being unable to work, volunteer, or take up educational opportunities. Inability to participate fully in family life. We need Glasgow City Council to ensure that disabled people's right to an accessible home that meets their needs can be realised. Calls to action, housing. A. Increase targets for accessible, barrier-free, houses for life available in Glasgow, go beyond minimum standards and specifications in new built housing and or housing developments or adaptations. B. Provide accessible information and support to disabled people about housing rights and help available, for example adaptation grants, dealing with antisocial behaviour and resolving neighbour disputes. C. Work with BOSA stakeholders and partners to ensure disabled people's housing needs are met within Glasgow Strategic Housing Investment Plan. D. Invest in maintenance, improvements and adaptations of disabled people's homes. E. Ensure that cleansing and bulk uplift services meet the needs of disabled people. We need our elected members to recognize all the barriers we face. Work with us to remove these barriers. Help disabled people make Glasgow too. Ask 1. Reduce social isolation and maximize disabled people's participation. Ask 2. Deliver health and social care which upholds rights, advances equality and supports independent living. Ask 3. Put disability at the heart of tackling poverty in Glasgow. Ask 4. Reduce the disability employment gap in Glasgow. Ask 5. Develop and implement a just transition to net zero that delivers fairness and tackles inequality. Ask 6. Improve accessibility, affordability choices and standards across the housing sector in Glasgow for disabled people. Contact details for GDA. Glasgow Disability Alliance, Suite 301, The White Studios, Templeton Business Centre, Templeton Court, Glasgow, G41DA. Telephone 0141 556 7103. Email info@gdaonline.co.uk. www.gda.scot/Glasgow Disability Alliance is a registered Scottish charity number, SC034247. Company number, SC248467. Document ends,